I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The gospel refugee crisis is growing, but so is the witness of Christian refugees. We'll also look at the intersection of the gospel, a gap year, and leadership development for Native American young people. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few minutes. But first, did you know that there are over 37 million refugees worldwide? That's more than 2 million more than last year, and the numbers continue to rise with global unrest. Today is World Refugee Day, and we connected with Brian Dennett at AMG International to talk about how they're ministering God's love to refugees from Myanmar. Since Myanmar's coup 3 years ago, AMG has been working just over the border in Thailand, attending to millions of displaced Burmese. Dennett says,
now with the government actually forcing people, even including young children, to join the army and fight against the resistance, it's caused even more people to flee.
Many kids show up in the refugee camps unaccompanied.
These are kids that are alone. They come, of course, very frightened, having suffered a lot of trauma. So we have set up housing dormitories. We're trying right now to build several more dormitories and a formal school, and just come around them and surround them with support and love.
Yet praise God for these faithful Burmese Christians following him, even in refugee camps.
They're worshiping together, reading God's word, praising God together, really despite all that they've suffered.
Next, freedoms of speech and thought are severely restricted in Pakistan. FMI's Nehemiah tells us,
in Pakistan, no one dares to insult Muhammad, Quran, or Allah because they know the repercussion.
Pakistan's infamous blasphemy law is a source of contention for human rights advocates.
This law says that any insulting remarks in respect of the Prophet Muhammad, Quran, or Allah, either spoken or written, or by visible representation, directly or indirectly, shall be punished with death. I call this law black law, because this law does not require any evidence, any witnesses.
More often than not, blasphemy accusations lead to vigilante justice. Even if there's no proof to support accusations, angry mobs feel emboldened by the blasphemy law to right any perceived wrongs.
Over 100 people have been murdered in relation to blasphemy allegations since 1990, and over 700 people are in different jails of Pakistan without any trial.
As a growing religious minority, Christians frequently become the target of blasphemy violence. FMI-supported church planters boldly proclaim the gospel in this context.
Pray for their safety, for the wisdom, and of course we need to support them so they can continue the ministry in Pakistan.
And finally, many Native Americans experience culture shock when they leave their communities. Hutchcraft Ministries offers programs through their On Eagle's Wings ministry to empower students as they step out into the world. One of their newest ventures is a gap year course called the Leadership Center. Seth Stevens, the student life coordinator with On Eagle's Wings, says,
we teach them how to do oil change, how to do better communication, how to handle conflict resolution, how to even express yourself in a healthy way and cope with things in a healthy way. We end hoping that they will take away ownership for their own lives, for their future, for their own faith, even their well-being physically.
The program has had just one graduating class so far, but Stephen says he's already seen these students do great things. He was surprised to hear that for many students, the part of the program with the most impact was that the campus felt like home.
Here, majority of our staff are Native, so when they end up in here, we have things we can relate on. So the transition from home to here, the homesickness, with our RAs too being Native, it helps with that.
God is moving in Native America through Hutchcraft Ministries and On Eagle's Wings. Pray that he'll continue to provide the skills, hope, and faith that these young people need to follow Christ. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.